from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. Ahead of a crucial meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin, President Donald Trump stopped short Thursday of condemning Moscow for meddling in the U.S. presidential election and refused to say if he would raise the issue when the leaders go behind closed doors. Yet in a speech to a friendly crowd of thousands who chanted his name in downtown Warsaw, Trump sought to demonstrate that he wasn't overlooking Russian behavior that has sparked global concern. During a news conference, Trump again questioned the reliability of U.S. intelligence on the election issue and argued that Russia wasn't the only country that might be guilty of interfering. He then flew to Hamburg, Germany, where more than 100,000 protesters flooded the city to stage massive protests against the Group of 20 summit. On the eve of the two-day meeting, German police used water cannons and pepper spray to disperse protesters. Qatar is showing no signs that it is about to bend to the demands of four Arab countries lined up against it. That puts the quartet of Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Egypt, and Bahrain, which have accused Doha of a host of transgressions, including backing extremist groups, in a tough spot. By refusing to give in to the Arab states' ultimatum, tiny but wealthy Qatar is calling their bluff and forcing them to prove how much leverage they actually have over their wayward neighbor, which could spur them to impose more punitive sanctions. You're listening to VOA. The president of the UN conference drafting what could be the treaty to ban nuclear weapons says 129 countries have agreed on the text, which is expected to be formally adopted Friday, although all nuclear-armed nations are boycotting the effort. Elaine White Gomez, Costa Rica's ambassador to the UN in Geneva, told reporters Thursday that this will be a historic moment, and it will be the first multilateral nuclear disarmament treaty to be concluded in more than 20 years. Last December, UN member states overwhelmingly approved a resolution calling for negotiations on a treaty to outlaw nuclear weapons. President Donald Trump's commission investigating election fraud faced further pushback Thursday in the form of lawsuits seeking to block its collection of detailed information about every voter in the United States. The commission last week asked secretaries of state for voters' names, birth dates, partial Social Security numbers, and other detailed information if it's public under state laws. 14 states in the District of Columbia are refusing to comply, while many others plan to provide the limited information that is public under their laws. Qatar Airways says its passengers can once again carry on laptop computers and other personal electronics for direct flights to the United States. The airline says it has met new U.S. security requirements. In March, the U.S. banned laptops and large electronics from the cabins of direct flights from 10 airports in the Middle East and North Africa over concerns that terrorists could hide bombs inside the devices. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security said last week that airlines needed to implement sophisticated imaging technology for X-ray and ultrasound screening of carry-on devices or continue to ban passengers from bringing the electronics on the plane. Well, there is a happy ending for a team of Gambian students who plan to compete in a major global robotics contest in Washington later this month. The five members were granted visas Thursday to come to the United States after being turned down earlier this week. They say they are still disappointed that their mentor was not granted a visa. Gambia and Afghanistan were the only two countries whose robotic teams were initially denied visas. Neither were given any reason. The group called First Global Challenge holds the yearly robotics competition to build up interest in science, technology, engineering, and math across the world. I'm Lori London in Washington.
That's the latest world news from